Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, February 17th. The Delta County Democrats held their organizational meeting last Saturday at the Paonia Public Library. David Jacobson of Paonia was elected to be chairperson of the Delta County Democrats for the 2017-2018 term. Robert Fisk was elected as first vice chair, and Patty Hart was elected to be the second vice chair. Wendy Thompson is secretary, and Ann Every is the treasurer. North Fork District captains are Sarah Jacobson and Judy Briscoe. Ryan Crick and Deb Fisk will serve as Delta District captains, and Bob Page and Janice Phillips will be the Surface Creek captains for the party. In the last decade, Democrats have attempted to repeal Colorado's death penalty four times and failed. Their latest attempt came Wednesday night amid contentious debate, as Benta Berkland reports from the state capitol.
Senate Minority Leader Lucia Guzman, a Democrat from Denver, was behind the effort. She knew the odds were against her, but even before the hearing on Wednesday night, she said with her effort to repeal capital punishment, she wants to raise moral and social issues.
There are a lot of people who are willing and wanting to learn more and more about the problems with it, the challenges of it, and we need to keep that message going. But I don't think we'll lose the battle because the battle is long-term.
Guzman says her view on the death penalty is personal. When she was 28, her father was robbed and then bludgeoned to death. There was no death penalty for the perpetrator. Guzman says she wanted it that way.
When that happened to my dad, I believe that I owe it to my dad's experience to do all I can to pursue a route of nonviolence.
Guzman wasn't alone. Those who supported her measure, Senate Bill 95, say death sentences are given unevenly, are inconsistent, and cost taxpayers lots of money. Tim Ricard's wife was murdered in 2012 in a Colorado prison where she worked in the bakery.
I've always lived my life trying to follow what God's rules are to the best of my ability. God says vengeance is mine.
The death penalty is used sparingly in Colorado. Three people are currently on death row, and Republican opponents to Guzman's bill won the day in a vote that went strictly along party lines. They were convinced by arguments like those made by Dan May, the district attorney in the state's 4th Judicial District based in Colorado Springs.
There are truly evil people in this world.
May views capital punishment as a crime deterrent and says it can save lives. George Brockler of Arapahoe County agreed. He's the district attorney who prosecuted the death penalty case against Aurora Theater shooter James Holmes. In 2012, Holmes killed 12 people and injured 70 others.
Not all murders are the same. If we're going to try to seek justice, what we try to do is distinguish as much as we can one person from another.
Holmes ultimately received life in prison, but Brockler stands by his decision to seek the death penalty in the case. He says the state needs the option for those who commit the most heinous crimes.
Someone who murders children, or a judge, or a police officer, or numerous people, or tortures someone.
The last execution in Colorado was nearly 20 years ago. In recent years, convicted murderer Nathan Dunlap has been scheduled for execution. He killed three people at a Chuck E. Cheese restaurant decades ago. Governor John Hickenlooper gave Dunlap an indefinite reprieve for as long as he's in office, leaving that decision in the hands of his successor. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
According to the Delta County Independent, the former Bank of Colorado at 218 Grand Avenue in Paonia will be the future home of a walk-in medical clinic. The Delta County Memorial Hospital District purchased the building in January and plans to open the clinic as early as this May. The district anticipates five or six new employees and is currently seeking a nurse practitioner to run the clinic. The hospital district also recently broke ground on a healthcare facility in Hotchkiss, which is expected to be up and running in July. The clinic in Paonia will provide same-day appointments for treating minor injuries, sore throats, colds, the flu, and issues that can easily be handled on short notice. Patients will still need to see their primary care providers, have regular checkups, and be treated for chronic conditions at the Hotchkiss facility. Accessing Colorado's new Medical Aid in Dying law, approved by two-thirds of the voters last November, hasn't been easy in the first weeks of the measure's existence.
When Colorado passed a new medical aid in dying law last November, two-thirds of voters agreed that people with terminal illnesses should have the legal option to take prescribed life-ending medicines. But for many Coloradans, that option remains off the table due to lack of coverage or willing providers or both. The group Compassion and Choices has launched a campaign to make sure all Coloradans can access the new law. Kat West with the group says one of the biggest challenges is to make sure members of the public and especially doctors know how it works.
So that when their patients ask about this end-of-life option, and they will, that they are prepared and they are confident around a medical aid in dying.
Significant obstacles remain. The cost of Secinol, a preferred end-of-life medicine, doubled at many pharmacies after being acquired by Valiant Pharmaceuticals. Faith-based Centura Health and SCL Health Hospitals and Colorado's largest for-profit chain, Health One, have opted not to participate in the new law. Denver Health relies heavily on Medicaid and Medicare funds that can't be used for aid in dying, but hopes to opt in by summer. Insurers Kaiser Permanente, United Healthcare, and Anthem are still working on policies. West surveyed communities 3 years ago in Oregon, which enacted its medical aid in dying legislation in 1997. She found for doctors and patients not educated and empowered to use the law, access was limited and low-income people had the hardest time getting care.
If you were lucky enough, or if you, you know, had enough perseverance or enough of an advocate, maybe in a family member, you might get access to the law.
Melissa Brankert of Littleton could only watch as her sister suffered body-racking seizures before dying in Texas, which, like most states, has no medical aid in dying option. She says ultimately a person should have the right to decide what happens in the last chapter of their life.
Those decisions shouldn't be made for you by your doctor, by your government, by the pharmaceutical company, by your family. It is an incredibly personal choice and one that needs to be respected.
This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection. This story was originally reported by Michael Booth for the Colorado Trust. Find out more at coloradotrust.org.
And in a Friday sports story, high schools around the listening area sent wrestlers to Denver this weekend for the premier prep sports event of the year. Over 40,000 people are expected this weekend to watch the state wrestling championship at the Pepsi Center. 5A Grand Junction, which has claimed more individual state titles than any other school in state history, sent 10 wrestlers to Denver this year. Central sent 8 grapplers to the mats, while Montrose will be well represented by 3 wrestlers in 4A. 3A Delta High School had 6 qualifiers for state, and Olathe sent 4 wrestlers to the big event. In 2A action, Cedar Edge hopes for a strong showing from 10 state qualifiers, while Nucla Norwood is represented by 6 wrestlers. Hotchkiss hopes for good things from its 9 wrestlers going to Denver, and traditional powerhouse Paonia will also send 9 grapplers to the state championship. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould.